We've got liars, cheaters, and people with anger issues. 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After is your one-stop shop for all things drama, and we're here to break it all down for you. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah. I'm your girl, Alex Bowers. To the left of me, I have Brianna Phipps.
Hey, everybody. Out of the booth for a day.
Yeah. Out of the booth, finally, to join me. Linda and Stacey are not with us, but Bree is here to fill in. As you already know, this is 90 Day Happily Ever After, and we're just going to discuss all the couple drama and all the tea. I have a lot of news and gossip for you guys, so I'm just kind of ready to dive in.
Let's get into it.
Overall thoughts.
For the most part, so I think there's a couple storylines that are getting a little stale for me. Mm-hmm. Ashley and Jay being one of them. I think there's only just so much you can do with one storyline, mm-hmm. unless something else happens. And at that point, it's call it quits or keep or do something different.
Yeah.
I think my favorite, I can't get enough of Andre. Not in a good way. I just can't.
Yes.
But every episode, like, he does something else that just makes me be like, girl, what are you doing? So I think their storylines stood out the most for me this episode. And then mm-hmm. I'm really feeling for Powell and why am I blanking on his name right now?
Powell and Russ.
Russ.
Yes. Tearjerker with their story. The couple that I feel like we should start with because they really, like, ticked me off was Chantel and Pedro.
Okay.
I wasn't as mad at them as I was, we'll talk about Andre and Elizabeth later, but Chantel and Pedro have the same thing that happens every time, but this time was a little more oomph to it. We have the mom involved, Lydia, and anytime the family is involved, there's an issue. Lydia is just throwing shade back and forth. And although I wanted to agree with Chantel with some of the stuff she had to say about Lydia bringing up the past, I kind of felt like I understood where Lydia was coming from because she wasn't there when her daughter and Pedro got into the fight with Chantel's family. So, of course, she wants to bring that up, clear the air before they move on.
Yeah, like, I don't think it's ever something happened and we didn't talk about it and now we can just let's forget it because that was the past. I don't think that ever is going to happen in any situation and it's not healthy to just, like, ignore it. That's, like, being very passive-aggressive to just be like, we're just going to ignore this and pretend like it didn't happen. Like,
and just sweep it under the rug, and it's still there. Like, the elephant in the room, every time you go in there and visit the family, I just feel like it wasn't even realistic to say, oh, we're done with that. I'm not talking about that. Like, it was just kind of, like, petty.
I feel like she needed a translator, though, and a mediator. Mm-hmm. Like, they needed somebody. Because the translator, I don't know if was helping that much. And then she just started going off in Spanish herself, so.
Yeah, and that's when it switched for me. Okay, so at first going in, I was like Team Chantel. Like, what is the mom? What does Lydia have? What is she going to do? And then I was Team Lydia. Like, okay, we have to talk about the past. Then I switched right back to Team Chantel when Lydia was going in and saying who she would fight and what order she would fight them. Like, I'm going to start with your sister. And it was just, like, way too much. And I feel like Pedro doesn't have her back. And I know we'll talk about Colt and Larissa and, like, how Colt doesn't have Larissa's back. But Pedro, I feel like, never really has.
It's like he had that little glimmer of hope when he went back to the hotel with her.
Yeah.
That he was like, okay, I'm going to stand by my wife. And I felt that was, like, the first time I felt for Pedro, like, wow, you're actually doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. You're actually saying to your parents, you know what, or your mom and your sister, you know what, that she hasn't been the best mm-hmm. in communicating with certain things. We don't have a great relationship. Obviously, I don't get along with her family, but she's still my wife.
Yeah.
And you have to get along with her. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, somebody has to be the bigger person here. Mm-hmm. But then it lasted for, like, one night, and then it was all out the window.
Yeah, I feel like Pedro's trying. Usually, I'm just against him, but I just feel like definitely this episode, like you said, like, he's actually trying. When he went back to the hotel and he said that he has to choose being a husband before being a son. I thought that was, like, a huge step and just showed how he really feels about her. But I also was upset with Chantel. So, like, you know, I've been going back and forth, like I've said, but I don't know. I just feel like she was not trying as hard as she usually does. And it made it seem like Pedro was like the bigger person in some of the situations.
I mean, in this case, it did seem that way. And especially because when we're in, you know, her hometown, she doesn't seem to even put any blame on her family. Mm-hmm. So I get like him coming from that standpoint.
Yeah.
I actually liked when she was talking to Lydia and she's like, you know what? My family's not innocent, but yours isn't either. Cause I was like, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's like the first true thing that's really been said. And then she kind of backsteps it when she's talking with the sister where she's like, actually, no, it's all on you. Like my brother didn't start any of this.
Right. And then we can just go right into it. The conversation she had with her sister-in-law.
Okay, before the conversation, though.
Okay.
The outfit.
It was a lot. It was.
I felt like she, like, got ready. Like, she was like, this is the outfit I'm going to wear to be like,
Yeah, and it was a mean girl's walk. Like, she just knew, like, what's up? Like, and then the way she sat down and she's just looking like, it was like she knew she was coming into, like, she wanted to argue.
Something.
Yes, she knew what she wanted to do from the very beginning. I just thought that was so funny. And then, of course, Chantel, like, brings up the outfit and stuff when she's mad in her little confessional or whatever. I thought that was so funny. But, yeah, basically the conversation I just felt like had no meaning. Like, we got nowhere in the conversation. I don't know. I just feel like this is something that maybe some people just aren't meant to be in each other's lives. And I feel like sometimes you can't force the relationship. So maybe she can reconcile the relationship with his mom one day. But I don't really know about the sister and how that'll work out.
Well, and they don't live around each other, so she doesn't really have to interact with them that often.
Yeah.
Except for when there is any visitation happening on her part or on their part coming to visit Pedro. But it's also just when that happens, you guys need to figure out some way to be civil with each other. Like, you can't just hate your brother's wife.
Yeah.
She can't just hate your husband's sister.
I feel like you don't have to hate her, but you don't have to like her.
No, you don't
know.
Have to, like, love her. Like, you don't have to be best buds with her, but you have to just, like, be civil.
Yeah. And that's something that it doesn't seem like they'll be able to do. I mean, like, maybe, okay, maybe
I'm not shocked, though, because Pedro also, like, isn't trying to be civil with her family at all.
Yeah.
So that seems to be, like, a trait.
And then we saw Pedro kind of pick a side again. So he picked her side with the mom a little bit when he went back. And then with the sister, when Chantel stormed off, he just sat there and was just like, okay. See, like, it was just like, okay, now here's the real Pedro again.
It's just, like, frustrating because, like, there's so many times, like, all of this could be avoided. Like, if you were like, I need some space to get away. I'm going to go home for a month and then I'll come back and we can go see a counselor. Like, if you had a plan in place mm-hmm. for why you were leaving and when you were coming back and what there was going to be past you being on vacation, like, mm-hmm. she never would have gone out there.
Yeah. But there was nothing.
And then we just made it 50 million times worse.
Yeah. It was just, I don't know. But, hopefully we get more out of them. We're going to see her the end of her storming off. And I don't know how much longer she's actually going to stay because they didn't tell us that.
So Unc in our chat said, sorry if I butchered your username, but Chantel sounds like Hillary from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, she does. Oh, she does. That's actually really funny. She does that like, oh my God. Like that type
slightly
of,
valley.
Yeah. That's definitely Chantel. You guys, if you want to listen to us, we're on Spotify and pretty much everywhere else, right?
Yeah, I mean, you were on iTunes, Spotify, iTunes. SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts also is iTunes. But anywhere you can kind of find podcasts, you can find us. So if you're into this show and you are looking at where else you can find us or where maybe if you're watching us on YouTube, you can direct people that want to just listen to the podcast. Those are some great places to go. If you're on YouTube right now, go ahead and give us that thumbs up. You're already here. Why not just go ahead and do it? Give us a comment too. And if you're on iTunes, that 5 stars. Nothing else is acceptable on iTunes. They don't let you even hit anything below 5. So just hit the 5 and give us a comment there too. Stay involved with us. We love reading the comments. We love seeing you guys interact with us. There's so much craziness happening. There's so much to comment on. So stay in the conversation past the show as well. And yeah.
Keep doing it. Anyone tuning in, we're about to move on to Colty and Larissa. And stay tuned, you guys, for the news and gossip because I have a little tea. Okay. So now for Colt and Larissa. Debbie and Colt kind of have this little sit down. And I just felt like it was more like a, I'm gonna leave, but you, because you guys don't want me here.
Type of thing. Was playing the victim, but, for sure.
Yes, and she wanted him to say no, don't do it, and that's exactly what he did. Like, we can all three live together and be happy, knowing that's a lie. But I knew she was like playing the game. She was playing him like a violin. I just thought it was so funny.
I mean, it's just like
typical Debbie.
It's a slot machine, and it's being asked to be put in the garage. So the only reason to get that up in arms about it is for a bigger meaning or reason. And she just does not like Larissa.
Yeah.
And she's going to take, like if someone was, like, trying, if she went and, like, threw away the slot machine without her there, okay, like, be mad. But also she's just saying, like, let's put it in the garage. Like, why is that that big of a deal?
Yeah. And it's not being touched. Like, no one's actually using it or like, it's just sitting
there. Like, I know you live in Vegas, but does your decor of your house have to be Vegas?
Yeah. Is it? I mean, she just, yeah, she wants a reason to be upset with Larissa. But she tries, she's really passive aggressive. And I think that's where Colt gets it too, because he kind of is too. Like,
Colt's like not even passive aggressive. He's just passive.
Yeah.
Like, he has no emotion. He's just like half the time barely speaking. Like,
yeah, and I just want to, like, shake him.
I'm like, do you care about anything at all?
Nothing. Except money. Because that's what they get in the argument with about she needs $240 to get her hair done.
Which, okay, as a girl, like, that is true. You do need that much money to get your hair done. Like, if you're getting anything besides just a cut, like, if you're getting highlights, it's expensive.
Yeah, it's money. You can't just, I mean, it pays. I mean, like, it costs.
If you were going to draw the line, you should have drawn the line at the lips, not the hair.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. But the lips benefit him is what he basically said. Because we know how Colt is. Anything that benefits him, he's okay with. But yeah, he picks and chooses what he wants. And I don't know.
Well, in our chat, Kimberly Mayfield is saying Debbie is sister wife number one and Larissa's the second wife. And then Selwonk also said rumor is that the machine, the slot machine, was owned by her husband. So that would be different.
Okay.
But that hasn't been said.
Yeah, I don't think,
like,
I
if she
heard
if
that.
She said I really don't want to move it because it was my husband. Like,
yeah.
If she had like a sentimental reason, I think there wouldn't be as big of a deal.
But it was just no from what we saw. Yeah, that's an issue. But yeah, basically, this couple, Larissa gets arrested. For anyone that saw last season of 90 Day, we saw, like, if we were following everyone on social media. All of it goes down on social media, guys, before it even hits the show. But Larissa was in the bathroom, locked in the bathroom, talking to her fans on live, saying someone call the police. Like, well, I don't think she said call the police, but she's like, he's threatening me, he's blah, blah, blah. Like, it went down on social media. So just to see how Colt kind of talked about it was interesting from his point of view, because we already saw Larissa's on her Instagram account not too long ago. But he was basically saying he didn't call the police. Because when I first watched it, I'm like, come on, Cole. Again, like, this same thing just happened. She just got out of trouble and all of this. But, I mean, it's interesting to see that she didn't call the police. One of her fans did, apparently. I don't know.
That was the first thought I had, was when he was like, I don't know who did. I was like, was it you?
Yeah, it could have been.
Was it you?
Because, you know, Larissa goes on those rants and, like, she's upstairs screaming, yelling, maybe throwing stuff. She probably wouldn't have even noticed if he called. But
Kimberly Mayfield in our chat also said that it was said in the first season that that was the slot, was the last thing he gave her before he died.
Oh, dang. Okay, well, I kind of see. I just wish she would have explained it a little bit more when they were arguing. But, I mean, that makes sense then. Just, I mean, it doesn't have to collect dust, though. You could, like, do something with it. Or I don't know. You know how the older people usually don't like touching things and don't like getting rid of the soda? I mean, that's,
slightly,
it makes...
It gets to slight hoarderness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it kind of makes sense. I don't know. But yeah, Larissa, bye. Gone.
She was, like, barely in this episode. We had, like, the little hair thing and then...
Yeah. And I don't think this, I think this is where, like, even after, like, on following them on social media, I feel like this is where they just started to, like, go apart. And we saw her get a new man quickly and start, like, changing how she looked, all of this. So I think this was the straw that broke the camel's back.
I also just like that he was, like, saying, I don't know if I have the money to bail her out. I don't have much. Like, he was already premeditatively being, like, I don't know if I'm going to bail her out.
Yeah. It's just about the money for Colt. It's just... he's, I say, he's just, like, really passive aggressive. But someone who's complete opposite is Russ, and we'll get into Russ and Pal right now. I really love this couple. They're unproblematic. It's kind of like a breath of fresh air. I wish they had maybe a little bit more drama, but they're focused on the issue with
nice,
the baby.
Though. So it's sometimes nice to see like a relationship that's working.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and they're focusing on her baby. She wrote the letter to her baby, like the midwife has suggested. I really think it's interesting, and like I like seeing this vulnerable side. I wish it wasn't about a miscarriage, because I don't wish that on anyone, obviously. But we've never seen Pal like this, and we've never seen Russ like this. Usually when we talk about miscarriage, we tend to just sympathize with the mom and never really pay attention how the dad may feel and what he's going through.
I think it's just people tend to care more about the mom, and not because they don't care about the dad, mm-hmm. but it's just you're more worried for the mom because, like, you had someone living inside of you.
Yeah.
And now that person's gone and you physically had to go through that. You physically don't feel movement or whatever it is, depending on how long you were pregnant for. Mm-hmm. So it's a bigger loss in that sense for the mom than for the dad, because he never had that connection yet. He just had the thought of the connection.
Right. I understand that. And it was – I liked seeing Russ actually show emotion.
Yeah.
Usually that's what Pal is trying to get out of him.
I was surprised when he cried.
Yeah.
I was like, that was so sweet.
He's usually just kind of like, you know, has nothing to really say. And she just feels like, you don't understand me. And she says that all the time. But yeah, this time, yeah, he actually showed that he cared. He showed that he was feeling the same pain. And they both want to move on together.
And that was such an... I love that that's what they told them to do, is like, go and write this letter. Because that is such a helpful thing to like... You couldn't talk to this baby before, and this is a way for you to talk to.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we have...
and her mom.
Her mom. That conversation was so cute. Her mom just really wants to be there for her, and I hope she gets to come. But a month? I don't think anything
will happen.
About
it all the time. Like, if I were to have kids, like, my parents live in Northern California, and, like, that's way closer than a different country. And... I just think of how difficult it would be for them to see their grandkid as often as they would probably like to, let alone having to try to travel to a different country that maybe won't even let you come.
Right. And then Pal drops the news that she is looking to have the baby at home. I mean, that's a tough one. Honestly, you have no doctor, like Russ was saying. His face was so funny when she first said it. He was fixing the crib like, what? But you have no doctor. You have, like, no one to help if something goes wrong. I understand why he's nervous, but I also understand why she wants to have the child at home, maybe. Like, she just wants to, I guess because of the miscarriage, for this one, she just wants
to... I would almost wonder, though, like, if because of the miscarriage, wouldn't you want every possible thing in place that if something were to go wrong, could be there to make sure that it was corrected or it didn't go wrong? Because now you're putting a lot of, I don't know, like...
Unnecessary pressure.
Yeah. And you don't have the resources right at the tip of your fingers to help in any situation possible. Like, what if you need a C-section?
Yeah. But I just feel like this one is mostly... I feel like she's just thinking, like, emotionally and how she's going to connect with the baby versus, like, what could go wrong. So,
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just interesting. I don't see a lot of, I mean, that doesn't happen too often where people just want to have the babies at home. It's usually, give me an epidural, I do not want to feel a thing type situation. So, you know,
have like 80 staff members on call just in case.
Like having a baby naturally, that's a different type of strength, okay? Ashley and Jay, let's get into them. Because
I'm so done with whole thing.
I feel like we're on the set. It never ends with this situation. You know, the cheating obviously is going to be hard to ever move past. But they go from, it makes sense. They go from up and, like, they go up and down. They go from being fine to her getting irritated maybe about the lights but it's a deeper meaning. It's just like because of what all he's put her through, and then having to explain that to the sister all over again.
I was so team sister.
Me too.
I was like, she is saying everything that needs to be said, which is, if you guys want to be together, you have to learn to forgive him. Mm-hmm. That's just facts. Like, you want to be with him, that you have to learn to get over it or get out of this.
Yeah.
And she's like, and you, like, first of all, tell the truth, because you kept this from me.
Yeah.
And two, you can't use an excuse of like, I can't work, so I'm bored, so I'm going to talk to girls. Like,
right. And no. She was so disappointed in him because he left out the facts. He told her what he wanted to tell her so that it didn't seem like he was such a bad person. He made
it seem like it was just like a nice little chat online, like just like, hey, how's your day going?
If it was like that, Ashley would not. She's like the type that I feel like she would not be this mad. But it's like what you really did, like the messages she said he sent and all. It's like, okay, it's deeper than what he said. And I don't know. You're lying about this. And the fact that she had to find out that you were lying by your sister is another added layer to. Well,
it's just like there's no trust.
Mm-mm.
And it's like once there's no trust, like nothing is trustworthy anymore. Like you could be going to the grocery store and I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. And it's like he's lied about his location. It's just too much. I don't know. I feel for Ashley because she does want him to be happy. We saw that when he was playing with his niece. She wants him to be happy, but I feel like she knows like there's not much else she can do. And she's trying to hold on.
When he has that unrealistic thing of like, I just want to go back to how we were in Jamaica. And I just want to be that like the people that are happy and partying. I'm like, that was like honeymoon almost.
Right.
That was a vacation. Like, it's different. This is real life.
Yeah. And yeah, it's going to take a while for it to settle in. But I feel like once Poochie leaves, I feel like this is where we'll see them just kind of separate, kind of like we see Colt and Larissa. It's just too much happening. And we'll see a little bit more of that in the news and gossip that I have, because Ashley kind of hints towards what is going on in their situation, you guys. Another situation that has to be acknowledged, Elizabeth and Andre. And we're just going to go right into the main issue, the way he snatched, for me, it's the way he snatched the phone from her hand.
There's multiple, but that is one of them.
I just felt like it was just so aggressive. And I'm just like, what is happening behind closed doors when the cameras aren't around?
Kim Mayfield earlier in our chat said the same thing. Like, if he's acting this way on camera, how is he acting when the cameras aren't there?
Yeah. And she's pregnant and you're just, I mean, just close to this. I don't know. It was just too much. Just
the one thing I do like, though, is that she doesn't, like, cower away when he does this. She stands her ground.
Yeah.
So at least she's not backing down from that. But she's just so flip-floppy. Like, when she's with him, it's, you know, complaining to him about him. And then if somebody else said the same thing that she already said to him.
Yep.
Then she gets defensive.
Mm-hmm. She sets fires everywhere she goes. And it's just like, come on, Elizabeth, let's get past this. Even bringing up Andre during, like, when she was with her sisters trying to do the registry, it was just, you didn't even have to do that. You don't have to explain you're not wanting your crib. Just say, not right now. Like, let's go to the next thing and keep registering for stuff. But bringing him up set you up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I don't think she understands
that.
There's
like a saying that says, you don't tell your family and like close friends the whole truth if you don't want them to then be protective over it. Because
right.
You might forgive, it says, but your family and friends won't.
They'll never forgive.
And you have to know that. So you have to pick and choose what you're going to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't be mad at people for wanting to protect you.
Right.
And for telling you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can get defensive. I get that. But at one point or another, you're just going to have to like face it.
Because I mean, and yeah, she sets herself up. Yeah, you're right. You're just gonna have to face it. And I think that's one thing she doesn't want to do. She runs from all, like, she will start the fire and then she'll run and be like, oh my god, like, why is this happening? And it's just too much.
And I thought it was so rude of her to be like, you can't be involved in my life, like, you're telling me what to do. It's like, that's their dad too. They have every right to tell you,
right,
that you're mistreating their father.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's a lie. And I want to know what you felt about the whole, the situation at the party and how he didn't want the sister there. And that was a big issue. And he tried to pull the other sister to the side. I don't think he understands how family works.
Yeah, look, I could be in the biggest fight of my life with my family. They're at my baby shower.
Right.
They're at my wedding. They're at any big stage of my life.
Yeah.
And I don't care how big of a fight we're in,
mm-hmm.
You know, unless it's a fight that's going to terminate us being civil with each other completely.
Mm-hmm.
They're there.
I think he just wants to cut her off completely from
you
everyone.
You also could have just not come.
Yeah, he could have. Like, I mean,
it didn't seem like a mixed baby shower. It was all women in here.
Yeah.
And I've had friends, you know, you could have a mixed baby shower, but it didn't seem like that.
No. It was just him. I just feel like he wants to control her every move, where she is, who she's around, what she's saying, who she's talking to. And that's just like, it's just adding fuel to the fire. I feel like he's, I don't want to just say that he's abusive, but he has some of the tendencies.
Well,
to
and
be
it's
emotionally
adding so much
abusive.
Unneeded stress on her because
yeah.
she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
That's not healthy for the baby.
It's not. So I don't know how this is going to play out with him, but these aggressive tendencies that he had, I mean, I just feel like they're not cute. And again, we don't know what's happening.
And he said it. He said, I'm like, she tells me like not this, this or that, but like, I'm the man of the house. Like he has that mindset of what I say go, cause I'm the man.
Right. And he never swallows his pride. It's just like,
and I'm like, I don't know. Cause I don't know a lot about Moldova. Like maybe that is how it is still there, but that's not how it is in America. And
yeah.
you need to realize that.
Yeah. And eventually I feel like it's going to take him not getting work and things of that nature to like bring him back down to reality. But right now, I mean, he's been down and out for a while. And I mean, he's just like who he is. I don't know. I'm just like waiting for that breakthrough. So we'll see how Andre plays out. I really hope he does what he has to do for his child. We didn't get Nicole this episode. No Nicole, no Azin.
She was as missing in action as Azin.
Yes. So, I mean, I kind of wanted to see her. I was a little sad about that just because, I mean, I wanted to complain about how she is.
Do you think she's still went on vacation?
I don't think so.
You think she tri- I can you get back your money from those tickets? Because I never... Like, if I have to even switch my ticket, I lose money.
Yeah, I think she may have gotten, like, a little. Sometimes, I guess she can get a little, but I doubt she got all of that money back. And she paid for his ticket,
too.
I'm
just wondering what's going on that they weren't filming. Like, did she request them not to film?
Yeah.
Or was what she was doing just not interesting enough to show?
I'm thinking that's what it is, because we can't keep talking about you not seeing Azin or the trip. It's done. So maybe they just needed a little bit more drama.
Of everybody, like... She's the one that I am the least hopeful for in getting over this delusion.
Yeah. And because, well, Azin's just stringing her along. And yeah, this is something that I don't see her getting past or getting over.
Once you have that mindset, like if you are lying to yourself that hard, like no one else is going to convince you.
No one. I mean, clearly not her family, not her best friend, because, I mean, her best friend kind of feeds into it. It's just like, okay, well,
I think the best friend just doesn't want her to cut her off, too.
Yeah.
Like, she wants to be there for her or, I don't know.
Just trying to be supportive.
I guess.
Sometimes that just kind of leads me on the wrong road. I don't know. I'm just, like, a really honest friend, guys. I hate seeing people look stupid.
How can you still be making excuses for him? Like, still.
You can't. I mean, Nicole will not stop. Her mom said she just bulldozes through everything.
It's just, it's really sad how much some people really crave that love or relationship that they won't let go of it no matter what, no matter how bad it is for them.
Yeah. And I think it's sadder that it has to be someone who is so far away. Like, this will be easier to get her. It'd be easier to get over if he was closer. I don't know, it's just because she'd just be used to dating men in America. But Nicole wasn't here, so whatever. We'll see you next episode, maybe. It's time to get
into Van, sorry. Yeah. Do you think Nicole would lend me a few bucks if I asked her?
No, you have to be Azin. That's the only one she'll get money to.
I don't know if she has any money left to get.
She probably doesn't. It all went into that store that's non-existent. Let's get into news and gossip, guys. Sound drop? No? Yeah? News and gossip. Okay,
there we go.
You know,
it was just so shocked by what was going on with Nicole that it needed to take a second.
A little break. Breaky break. We have first up Elizabeth, and she tells us that she is going to be in a movie. It's called Be Still and Know. Ooh. Someone said, are you going to be doing a movie / been in one recently? She said, yes, coming out this fall. Hope you guys enjoy. So we will be waiting to see what that is all about. Go girl. I didn't even know she acted. So,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Next we have a meme I just thought it was pretty funny. It says, I told him I wanted to walk down the aisle, so he sent me grocery shopping. Poor Nicole, but not poor Nicole. We're sick of it, and
it's true. Like, not only does this man keep taking your money, not only does he keep avoiding you, but at the same time, he's, like, making you self-conscious about yourself.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, he's been doing that since he met her.
Like,
it's
if you want to lose weight and get in better shape, do that for you. Don't do that for him.
Yeah. And Nicole, that's all I have to say. Come on. Next, we have Colt and Debbie Smothered. So for anyone that doesn't know, TLC has this new show, Smothered, or and basically it's just like people that are like too close to
overbearing
people.
Overbearing mothers.
Yeah, overbearing mothers. And I saw this one episode of this mom and her daughter sharing bath water.
Oh, it was, God.
I'm just like, what? So if you guys watched that show, then you totally understand this. If not, just explained it. It's crazy. Then we have Ashley. She was actually on Instagram answering questions. Said it was Sunday night, ask away. Someone said, when will your divorce be final? She said 2 years because someone won't sign the paperwork. So that's a little tea for us. And then we have some more tea with Ashley and Jay.
Oh, my God.
Someone said, I know you are divorcing, but is Jay still living with you? She said, no, he has his own apartment. I thought that was pretty interesting. Didn't see that coming because...
So is he getting a green card then? Are you allowed to rent?
I don't know. Like, and I feel like she didn't do like the extension that she was telling his sister Poochie that she wasn't going to do. I don't know if she did that. I don't know. Like, and he hasn't signed. Is she still in... Does she still have to worry about him for 10 years? Like other people? Like, I don't know any
of that.
I think
that was once you have the green card.
Oh, okay. So you don't think he has it at
all? I'm not 100% sure, though. I should... I can look it up for next week.
Yeah. That'd be great. Then we have, you guys, for anyone that's 90-day fans, I wanted to bring, like, just a few pictures because we're probably not going to see this again. I have Jonathan and his new girl. She has a face, guys. We have not seen her face. Anyone that's a part of the 90-day fam, you know who this is. But she finally has a face. Next, because they usually hide her a lot and he won't show her face ever for her privacy. But then we have Fernanda, which is his ex, and people are asking her about Jonathan and she said, he's dead to me. Ooh. And then someone comments and said, well, that's odd because you're trying to take everything he's worth. And she said, he doesn't have any money. He owns government. He owes the government more in taxes than what he earns. And she just kind of went in on him. She doesn't owe anyone an explanation is what she says. And he's dead to her. And then this last picture, you guys, is just Jonathan again. And he says he's setting the record straight. He never cheated on Fernanda. He met his girlfriend months after their separation. He said, I never abused her. I never threatened her. I never neglected her. And so on. So for anyone that follows 90 Day T or even 90 Day Fiance now that... Stacy has when she's here that she has that page you know about Jonathan, his little thing, and I just want to fill you in on that. But yeah, that's the news and gossip.
Wow,
hope you guys enjoyed so that. It is a lot for these couples, never ending. Now it's time for the special segment.
Yes.
Let's get into that.
I'm gonna do it in lieu of Stacy being here. I hope I do her justice. Mm-hmm. So I have a few questions based off of the episodes we saw.
Okay.
So number one, do your family members and your significant other need to get along, or is it okay if they don't?
I'm going to say that they don't. I'm going to agree with you. Like you said earlier, they don't have to get along, but you should be able to be in the same room without a fight breaking out.
Yeah. Obviously, life is easier if they get along.
Yeah, it would be.
Especially if you're close to your family. I guess if you're not close to your family, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But
for me, I can't.
Yeah, for me, my family's a lot for me. So I need you to get along with them.
Me too. Like, I need you guys to be able to have conversations, not just be in a room. It needs to be us all kumbaya, having fun. You know what I mean? Like, it has to be.
Yeah, but for other people, I guess, as long as they can remain civil and appear.
Right.
That's enough, I guess. Not for me, but for other people.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay. Is it okay for your family to get involved in your relationship?
Okay. I feel like it just depends. I don't think they should. I feel like they can have. It depends on what you tell them. They can have their certain opinions. I feel like you shouldn't tell them everything about your relationship, obviously, or it's not like a personal relationship or whatever. But I feel like they can get involved to a certain extent. Can't tell you what to do, but they can kind of just like shed light and maybe tell you, like, if you're talking to your mom, she obviously knows more than you. She can kind of give you advice. I feel like that's what it should be, more advice giving than just being all in my business.
Mm-hmm. I think that if you present information, you can't be mad at them for getting involved about it, because why ask or why present something if you don't want the response?
Right.
Then at that, you should just not have said anything.
Yeah.
But if they have certain thoughts or whatever, unless there's domestic violence happening and clear signs of it, then no, I don't think they should get involved.
I agree. I think there's a line.
I think your relationship is your business.
Absolutely.
Okay, last. Would you give birth outside of a hospital?
Absolutely not. Like I said, give me that epidural immediately. It's not happening. I really do not want to feel any pain. Obviously, you will when you're, I guess, pushing. I don't know anything about birth.
I would be open to a different type of birth, like, because I've heard from that the way we give birth now with the laying down is not a good way to give birth. Oh. And that standing up or being in water is a much better way because of the gravity. Like, there's more strain from you lying down. You have to push harder and it can cause bigger issues. I don't know if that's true. That's what I've heard. So I might be open to other things, but I still want to be within a medical facility with trained medical people and everything for me.
Just in case.
Yes.
Because, I mean, a lot goes wrong with...
And I need the drugs.
Yeah. A lot goes wrong with childbirth. Yeah.
My mom gave birth to me and both my sisters without, like, anything. And I'm like, girl, you are stronger than me because I want everything.
Yeah, same. I need it all. So, I don't know. I don't even want to think about that right now. I'm like, I'm too young. Please don't put that on me. I do not want kids anytime soon. You guys do?
Not yet. I'm not there.
Slow the train a little bit.
But Stephen Forvan in our chat earlier did say that we had complications when we had our son. Birth was going good, and then he shifted and got stuck. His heart dropped, and we wouldn't go back up. And would not go back up. My wife had to go into the OR to get our son out ASAP.
So I wonder, that wasn't in the hospital then?
That was not in the hospital. They had to go in. So the moral of the story don't give. My message, don't have a home birth.
Yeah, and or have someone around that actually has medical experience. That's scary, that whole process.
I just think that people used to have to give birth at home, and we've developed a lot of technology so that we don't have to do that.
Right. No, I agree. Dang it. Yeah, use your resources, guys. If you have them, use them. Okay, do you have any predictions?
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Ashley and Jay, nothing's going to change until they just part ways.
Yeah.
It's going to stay the same until they part ways. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we know because of the news that Larissa, I don't think she'll go back to... I'm intrigued about what the conversation with her and Colt will be, but I don't think she's going to go back to that house.
Right.
I think she's moving on after this, because I also think that she's going to think he called the cops on her.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And then Powell and Russ are going to continue to be sweet. Hopefully, I don't want them to have any drama.
Yeah,
I'm team no drama for them. We can have drama with everybody else.
Yeah. Okay, I have one, and it's just that I think Chantel's going to try to get Pedro to come back. I don't think she's going to want to be in the DR any longer after what the sister said. Like that.
Do you think a physical fight will happen at all while she's there?
I don't think a physical fight will happen. I don't think they're going to go that far again. I feel like that was just the past. And she's so caught up on leaving the past in the past. I don't think she'll go there. She's not even that type of person.
Oh, sorry. I just read Stephen Forvan said they were at the hospital. Sorry.
Oh, they were at the hospital.
But that's why. If they were at home, it probably wouldn't have worked out as well.
Yeah. Thank God.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your prediction.
You're good. But yeah. So I think that she's going to try to get him to go back home. He's going to choose against that. If he was smart, he would just go back, try to fix the relationship. But I don't know how this couple is really going to move on. So I'm, like, really interested to see how, like, where it goes from here.
They have a spinoff, right?
They have a spinoff. But, like, she's been on social media. I don't know if they're just stringing us along. You know how that goes. You just have to kind of play
the spinoff's called The Family Chantel, right? Yes. It's not called The Family Chantel and Pedro.
Yes.
Maybe he's not even in it, or he's just in it a little bit.
But the mom, like, The Family Chantel, where they even get that from, like, how it's said like that, is from... the mom kind of like poking fun at his family. So I'm like, he has to be in it. I don't know. But on her social media right now, no sight of Pedro. So we'll see how it plays out.
What about Andre?
Andre.
Sorry, I have to say Andre. How she says it. Andre.
I don't think he's going to, anytime soon, or maybe even this season, I don't think he's going to just swallow his pride. She said he's in the line of the work that he wants to be in right now. He's a handyman, but she didn't say that it was for her dad. So I'm like, so what is he doing? She's like, he hasn't really made any money. So I'm just curious to know, like, did he just, you know?
I think that he needs to be put on an allowance that she gives to him.
Something.
If you're not going to work, here's your $10 a week.
Yeah. I mean, and it's just coming from
whatever.
It's coming from her dad, too, though. So it's just, he's not going to take it regardless. I don't know.
I mean, he takes the money. He complains about it, but
he does. Okay.
They're still like, buying groceries. Yeah, they're still at the apartment. They're still buying clothes and stuff for the baby.
Yeah.
Regardless, she works for her dad. So everything they
have is going to come from.
It's going to come from that. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think he's going to swallow his pride you at all.
No.
Not anytime soon. Not this season.
I think they need to go to therapy.
Yeah. I mean, something. It's sad that you have to go to therapy before you even have your child.
I mean, but this is part of the risk you take with something like this, like with a 90-day marriage, is that you don't know the person as well as you could before you get married.
Yeah.
And you take that risk. And even if you knew each other online or whatever, living with someone is so different. Like, I can have people I'm so good friends with, and I live with them, and it doesn't work out that way.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you see how people really are after so long. Yeah, yeah. It's a lot. I'm excited to see how this plays out. We'll see if any of our predictions are true.
Her dad is going to have to get a second job.
Something, if he's going to support Andre to what he already is. But, I mean, if he's going to just continue doing that and they're having a baby, it's a lot.
Yikes.
It's a lot on one man. You guys already know that you can catch us every week, same time. I'm just excited to see how this plays out. Our predictions might be right. We'll see. Make sure to comment. Let us know if you have any home birth stories or you relate to any of these couples. We always respond to everyone. And I am your girl, Alex Bowers. You can follow me all over social media at Hey Alex Bowers.
And I'm Brianna Phipps. You guys can find me all over social media at @Bri_Phipps, PHIPPS.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.